CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 22nd of December 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB is looking for a new lecture coordinator. Yota month draws to a close but is still busy on the air. The first RSGB Tonight State webinar of next year focuses on GB2RS. The RSGB facilitates just over 60 lectures each year in a mixture of in-person, hybrid and remote formats. 50 of these are at the RSGB convention and 11 are delivered through the live stream Tonight at 8 webinar programme of events. This set of presentations aims to cover a wide mix of amateur radio-related subjects across all depths of amateur radio experience and knowledge. They're watched and admired by RSGB members and non-members across the world. The RSGB lecture coordinator is part of the Tonight at 8 and convention teams. Its recent lecture coordinator, Keith Hotchkiss, G0FEA, has stepped back to focus on his professional commitments, so the RSGB is looking for someone new for this volunteer role. The right person will be proactive and collaborative, bring ideas for presentations that educate and inspire radio amateurs to try something new, learn about new interesting topics and expand their knowledge of amateur radio. They'll lead the invitation and scheduling process for Tonight at 8 webinars and will contribute to decisions about convention presentations. They'll also be the main contact with convention presenters, inviting them to speak, updating the speaker project plan and helping to create a balanced programme. Reporting to the convention chairman, the lecture coordinator would be a member of the RSGB convention team, but would not be required to take responsibility for organising and managing other aspects of the event. If you're interested in the role or would like to find out more, please contact the RSGB general manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Youngsters on the Air Month is nearly at a close. It's been filled with some brilliant activity from young people using special call sign GB24YOTA. Thank you to everyone who's been involved, from supervising young amateurs to making contact with them on the air. Before the year ends, we still have some activity using GB24YOTA, so please continue to listen. Tomorrow, Monday the 23rd of December, Hilderston Radio Society will be back on the air as it hosts the call sign for the final time this month. On Sunday the 29th of December, Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club in Northern Ireland operates GB24YOTA, followed by Marlborough Scouts on Monday the 30th. If you've been involved with Youngsters on the Air Month and you'd like your activity to be in a special RADCOM feature, email your photos and a short report to comms@rsgb.org.uk. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of next year will be live on Monday the 6th of January. The presentation is all about the RSGB's GB2RS News service, which will be celebrating its 70th anniversary next year. A team of people will contribute to the live presentation and give you a behind-the-scenes insight into how the script is compiled, as well as newsreaders' perspective of the weekly broadcast. They'll share details of plans being put in place for the anniversary and explain how you can get involved. The team will also consider GB2RS in the modern media environment and how new technologies in amateur radio are being embraced. Find out more about this fascinating discussion and the presenters by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Watch the presentation live on RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel, and ask questions via the live chat. The RSGB will be releasing four new presentations from its 2024 convention over the festive season. If you'd like to be the first to hear about releases as soon as they're available, go to youtube.com/the RSGB and subscribe to receive notifications. The RSGB YouTube channel has hundreds of other videos and webinars, as well as numerous playlists on amateur radio construction, useful practical skills, technical topics, and so on. Let the Society know you enjoy the content by pressing the like button when you watch a video. Don't forget that the RSGB headquarters will be closed for Christmas and the New Year from 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 24th of December until 8:30 a.m. on Thursday the 2nd of January. The RSGB National Radio Centre will be closed, not beat me to it, on New Year's Eve. The RNRC will close at 2 p.m. and will also be closed for essential maintenance work on Thursday the 2nd of January. Outside of these times, I'm besieged today, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Sweden's Andersson alternator station, SAQ, is scheduled transmission to send out a traditional Christmas message to the world. The century-old 200 kilowatt transmitter will start up and begin tuning at 07:30 UTC on Tuesday the 24th of December, using CW on 17.2 kHz. Transmission of the Christmas message takes place at 0800 UTC. The event will be live streamed from 0725 UTC via the Alexanderson Sites YouTube channel. Further details, including test transmissions and QSL reports, can be found by going to alexander.n.se. Please note there will be no RSGB broadcast on Sunday the 29th of December, but many newsreaders may be holding informal nets in their usual broadcasting slots. Please send details of your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk before 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now, for details of rallies and events, the Sparkford Radio Rally is taking place on Sunday the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel near Yeovil. Doors are open to traders from 7:30 a.m, 9:30 for the public. £2 to get in. Refreshments and free car parking will be available. More information, contact Luke on 07870 168 197 or email m3vhv@hotmail.co.uk. Looking ahead to events coming up next year, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at Festival Hall, Caister Road in Market Raisin. Doors open 10 a.m, admission £3, hot refreshments and ample free car parking will be available. Tables cost £10. To book, contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, on 07777 699 069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Special event news now in celebration of the 70th anniversary of GB2RS News Service. Special call sign GB70RS will be on the air from the 1st of January. Listen out for operators on all modes and bands, QSL via the Bureau, EQSL or Logbook of the World. More info, visit the GB70RS page at qrz.com. Denby Dale Amateur Radio Society celebrates the new year with a series of special event station call signs, all ending in HNY, which stands for Happy New Year. Members will be active on all HF and VHF bands using SSB, CW, FM and data modes. You can find full details of active call signs on the GB0HNY page of qrz.com. A number of special event stations will be active between the 1st and 3rd of January, celebrating KW Electronics, a former UK manufacturer of amateur radio equipment. The active call signs include GB4KW, all of these end in KW, GB4KW, GB8, GB0, GB1, GB5, GB2 and GB6KW. More details again at qrz.com. Special call sign GB0IRN will be active in January, celebrating the anniversary of the International Radio Network. The International Radio Network is active on various platforms, and its mission is to promote amateur radio to those interested in radio communications. Please visit irn.radio. Terry, GM3WUX, will be calling using a call sign GB200LB from the 4th of January to the 31st of January 2025. The LB stands for Louis Braille, which we pronounce normally Braille. The station will be operating to celebrate the bicentenary of the invention of the Braille code for the blind, that is. The 4th of January is Louis Braille's birthday. Activity will be mostly CW, QSL, via M0OXO. Further details, qrz.com. DX News, the Danish DX operation is the Danish de-expedition is operational as Tango Oscar Zero Juliet, yes, from French Guiana until the 31st of December. The group is active on 10 to 80 to 10 meters using CWSSB, but mostly FT8, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, Logbook of the World, or EQSL. The J75K team is active in Dominica from the 26th of December until the 4th of January. The IOTA reference is NA101. They'll be operating on the 160 to 6 metre bands using SSB, CW and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World, or directly to IV3JVJ. Brian, GW4DVB, will be operating from St. Kitts as Victor 4, stroke call sign, from the 31st of December to the 6th of January. The station will be active using multiple modes on the 160 to 6 metre bands. QSL director Brian. More information available, qrz.com. Members of the Rebel DX group will be active as 5N9DTG from Abuja in Nigeria during January 2025. They're going to be operating on the 160 to 6 metre bands using CW, FT8 and possibly SSB, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Contest news, the UK 6-metre group winter marathon started at 0000 UTC Sunday the 1st of December, ends at 23:59 on Friday the 31st of January, using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchanger signal report and locator. Thursday the 26th of December, DARC Christmas contest runs 08:30 UTC to 10:59 UTC, CW and SSB. On the 80 and 40 metre bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number. German stations also send their DOK number. On Friday the 27th of December, the RSGB 50 megs Christmas contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Saturday the 28th of December, RSGB 70 megs Christmas contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes, 4-metre band, exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 28th of December, ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 29th of December. CW on the 160-metre band, the exchanger is your 4-character locator. Sunday the 29th of December, the RSGB 144 Megs Christmas Contest runs 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, exchanges is the signal report, serial number and locator. Monday the 30th, the RSGB 432 Megs Christmas Contest runs 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 1st of January, the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges 4 is report and 4 character locator. And on the still on the 1st of January, the RSGB 144 FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, also FT8 on the 2-metre band. The exchanges report in 4 character locations. If you're in one, you can also enter the other one. On Wednesday, the 1st of January, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB on the 80-metre band, exchange your 6 character locator. The ARRL Ritty Roundup contest starts 1800 UTC Saturday the 4th of January, ends 2359 UTC on Sunday the 5th of January. Data modes on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchanges signal report and serial number. American stations will send their state, Canadians their province. The European CW 160 meter party runs from 2000 UTC to 2300 UTC on Saturday the 4th of January, and 0400 UTC to 0700 UTC on Sunday the 5th of January, CW on the 160 meter band. The exchange for club members is signal report name, club and membership number. If you're a non-member, you only have to send the exchange as a report in your name. On Saturday the 4th of January, the RSGB 80 and 40 metre CW affiliated societies contest runs 1300 to 1700 UTC, CW on the 80 and 40 metre bands, exchange a signal report and serial number. Here's the propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G4BAO. They write, the last week was a little more disturbed than usual and we had a KP index that hit 5.33. An enhanced solar wind stream contributed to active geomagnetic conditions and an interplanetary shockwave that swept past Earth at 0519 UTC on the 17th of December caused minor G1 geomagnetic stirring. Storming, that should be, I'm sorry. The far-sided halo coronal mass ejection event had occurred later on the 17th of December at 1600 UTC, although this was not directed towards Earth. This shows that the Sun is very active still, and we should not be surprised if we experience more solar flares and CMEs. The solar flux index stayed in the 160s and 170s. We should keep an eye on active region 3927, which is currently turning to be Earth-facing and already been the source of some C-class solar flares. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may rise slightly to be in the 180s. The largest KP index forecast is 2, which probably means that NOAA is unsure about what's going to happen. We're pleased to report that OF9X is once again on the air from the land of Santa Claus in Lapland. Up to 16 operators will operate Santa Radio on 160 to 6 metre bands using CW, SSB, RTTY, FT4 and FT8. They've already been spotted on the 30 and 20 metre bands using CW and on the 12 and 17 metre bands using RTTY. So there's plenty of scope to work them. According to prediction programme PROPY, paths to Lapland should be open on 14 megs from 0800 to 1800 UTC. On 28 megs, expect them to be open from 0930 to 1500 UTC. The 80 and 40 metre band should be mainly open during the hours of darkness. As always, across the Christmas period, we recommend that you use solarham.com and PropQuest for real-time updates on the solar and ionospheric conditions. VHF and up, last week ended in a colder, unsettled period of weather with strong northerly, northwesterly winds and spells of rain or showers. The air is sufficiently cold that some snow is possible over northern hills. This is potentially good news for rain or snow scatter, especially off fast-moving showers down the coastal fringes of the UK. Although the nearest high remains near to the Azores to begin with, it slowly migrates east to France and by Christmas to Central Europe. This will bring high pressure and possible tropo onto Santa's list. From Christmas Eve onwards, look for patches of misty low cloud or fog for the best conditions. As usual, check for other modes, meteor scatter and aurora, both worth considering, and this is prime time for out-of-season sporadic E between now and about mid-January. One of the helpful aspects of looking for winter sporadic E is that quite often the jet streams are significantly stronger than the more traditional summer sporadic E seasons. Jet streams are a good source of turbulence that can actually propagate up to the E region to make sporadic E propagation. Jet streams are shown on upper air charts and can be good geographical guides to sporadic E prospects in the summer and should therefore be similarly consulted for these winter events. In this case, they tell us that the first half of the coming week up to Christmas Day is well set up with a northerly airstream over Central Europe and more importantly crossing the Alps, so a second mode goes onto Santa's list. Check the VHF cluster sporadic E graphs at PropQuest for early signs of activity, particularly for paths to the southeast into Italy and the Balkans. The moon started this weekend with positive declination but goes negative later today. The 22nd, path losses are at their highest due to apogee on Christmas Eve. 144 meg sky noise is high until Wednesday, including near eclipse conditions all day on Monday. That's it for this year. How about making a new year's resolution to try a new mode, perhaps SSB or CW on VHF now and again, and put out lots of CQ calls in 2025. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Happy Christmas and New Year to everybody.